This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It is a Monday morning if you're stateside, afternoon if you're here in the UK. Nice to have you company. Nice to have your company. As I said, it is a pleasure to be here always and a privilege. And it's the 20th of October. We're coming out of Libra time. We're heading into Scorpio land and a Libra new moon. How exciting is that? So it is great to have your company. I am your host here on a Monday morning, if you're stateside, 7:30 Pacific, 3:30 BST in the UK. Just a heads up, by the way, if you're listening in the UK, it's 3:30 today, but next week our British clocks will have changed. We go back, we fall back, but the American clocks don't change for another week. So next week I will be on air at 2:30 in the afternoon. And believe me, it took me a while to figure out that, whether it was 2:30 or 4:30, which way it had gone. It's 2:30 in the afternoon when I am back next week. But that's just a bit of housekeeping. Let's get on with today. And how nice to have your company. I am running a live Facebook chat room. So if you would like to come and say hello, or you would like a live reading, I can certainly do that. The easy way to do it is to go to the website www.12radio12radio, and you will see that there's a menu on the left hand side. There is an option to chat. It will take you straight into the chat room. You'll also see lots of other lovely options, including the on-demand system. And this show is recorded, as indeed are the shows of my colleagues, and I will get it up on demand for your replay whenever you like, as soon as I can. I have to do a couple of shout outs as well. A shout out to Polly. I know she's been in the room, but I'm not sure if she's with me live at the moment. You'll have to let me know if you are, Polly. And a shout out to Erin, who I know listens to the show but can't always get in the chat room. And speaking of the chat room, I'm just trying to get in there now to sort this out. Bear with me while my mouse gets to grips with this. It's been, well, I'm sure you've seen, it's been a strange day for the internet today. Half the world didn't have internet this morning. I didn't. Therein lies a tale that I will be speaking about. But let me just see who's here today. Let's have a look. Good morning to Jennifer Hart. Good morning to Polly Ford. Good morning to Pamela Snow. Actually, it's good afternoon to Jennifer Hart and Polly Ford. They're Brits. Good morning to Pamela Snow. Good morning to Shirin Just Shirin. Laura Kasdan Fulton's in the room. So is Renee Andrews, Suzanne Morrissey, Quelly Striplin Shannon, and Maureen White Varner. What a wonderful collection of ladies. If you want to come and join them and say, use the menu on 1-2 Radio, or if you're a Facebook person, just click 1-2 Radio. It's a group. Come on in. The water is lovely. So let me have a look at your comments. I think I've got it onto all comments already. That's organized of me. Maureen White Varner, who is my Libra sister, you are going to love the new moon that's coming up on Tuesday. Tomorrow, in fact. You would like a message for the new moon. Good morning to Quelly as well. Haven't done the Facebook dance from relevant to all comments. Bear with me. I will get it all sorted. I will get myself sorted. Right, so good morning to Renee, waving at me. Ooh, send me a nice hi. Good morning to Jean McIntosh. It's your birthday this coming Saturday. Wowza. May you have a message from Spirit, of course. And I suppose we need to sing, don't we? Happy birthday to you for Saturday. Happy birthday to you for Saturday. Happy birthday, dear Jean, for Saturday. May you have a great year. Not the greatest singing in the world, but I hope it'll do. Good morning to Kat Garner, who has, gosh, a Scorpio sun and a Libra moon. You're going to enjoy the next couple of days, aren't you? I'm not sure exactly what that will do for you for that astrology, but of course, Mark Husson will be talking about that in his show, which immediately follows this one. And believe me, as a Libra, I will be listening. Good morning to Laura Kasdan Fulton, who would like a message. By the way, I have my Angel Wisdom Tarot, as ever, at my side. But I also have Karen Kay's Beautiful Messages from the Mermaids deck with me today. So if you'd like a mermaid message, do let me know. That's because I have literally just finished channeling my November starscopes and put them on the front page of 1-2 Listen, so they will come up on the 1st of November, and I need to get them on my own website, which is angelhandsheal.com. And as ever, well, it's the 20th of October. You know me, like a kid with its late homework, always managed to do it at the last minute. And although we're not entirely at the end of October, I'm away travelling potentially next week, so it would get overlooked. So, whew, is all I can say. And I've been using the Mermaid deck, I've been using the Angel Tarot deck, which is why they're both at the side of me. So if you have a preference, do let me know. Good morning to Tara Elizabeth Holliwatty from Edmonton, Alberta. A blustery Monday. Yeah, it's a bit, I think blustery would describe it here in Cornwall as well. It's grey, it's on and off storms. Bits of brightness. The sea is huge after the wind yesterday. Very kind of, I'm right on the Atlantic coast, so it's very powerful and very inspiring. Good morning to Jennifer. Good afternoon to Jennifer Hart. Greetings to everybody from rainy Cornwall. Yeah, it is a bit. Well, Jennifer, at least this week you're not watching paint dry. You've been dealing with electricians, so you're more sparky today. I will do your reading later. Good morning to Joni Thompson. Delighted to hear me today. I'm delighted that you're here today. I will get in there. And you say, I can tell the building of something coming. Absolutely. I feel that I'm right there with you. And Laura would like a mermaid deck. Right. Let me put those up to the top and refresh them to make sure that I have everybody in the room. And while I'm doing that, I'm looking at the clock. I will get round to doing it. I just wanted to share with you the thoughts that came to me today. When, as ever, this morning I wake up and think, I have a radio show on the air. Spiritual team, what do you want me to talk about? And as ever, they gave me the answer, because the first thing that happened is I turned on my phone. No Duolingo, because I'm trying to learn to speak Italian. Apparently no Amazon, no all sorts of things, because a lot of the internet was out today. And then I saw a beautiful post by an Irish lady about Samhain, Halloween, which of course is on the way. Very exciting. You know me, my favourite time of year. This, just the best festival. But talking about how it was an Irish export, which it was, to America and then has come back. And how we've kind of turned it from the celebration of the season into lots of plastic and sugar and being afraid of ghosts. And she was rather lamenting that. And yeah, I know it's fun to go out the streets and do trick and treat, but I get where she's coming from. She was talking about looking at what matters and reminding me, as if we need reminding, that the seasons are changing. And when we lived with the seasons, you had to have your harvest in. Because if you didn't have your harvest in and you hadn't got your act together by now, you were going to starve through the winter. So you really had to connect. And you know, you were always aware that you were only a short way away from passing back into spirit. And to them, and her take on this, which is I like for the reason that we feel the veil thins at this time of year, is because it reminds us that we are only a short step away from going in back into spirit at any time. We never know when it's coming. You know, you might be living into your hundreds, or, you know, people exit this planet, alas, sometimes very young, and we never know why that is. We can't know. But life is always slightly on a knife edge. It's just that normally we, you know, sate ourselves with internets and chocolate and bread and all sorts of other things. And we forget that actually always that knife edge is there. And Samhain just kind of steps up to remind us. And of course, the obvious thing that would remind us very sharply, as we got this morning, if the grid goes or the internet goes, absolute chaos will ensue, because we have become so reliant on it. You know, 2 or 3 days there'd be no food on the supermarket shelves. We're about, I think the police say, we're 6 days from anarchy if that happens. And it just came to me that barter will come back in, which down here in Cornwall, it's already here, but it will become more prevalent. This is about connection. I know I've been through a huge loop here of thought, this flow of consciousness, but the words, the message that I got given this morning to talk about is connection. And sometimes do you feel you've lost connection? And sometimes I do. I woke up this morning and thought, I really haven't felt strongly connected to my guardian angel and my spiritual team recently. Have I been lax in meditating? And it happens. Even if you do metaphysical work, you have to remind yourself. So I sat and did some meditation and reassured myself that they were there. And if ever that has happened to you, a very easy exercise that I will share with you, if you work with your guardian angel and you just think, are they there? Are they listening to me? Is to just sit very quietly, bring yourself into a quiet place and concentrate on your coming into your center, into your chakras, into your body, and just ask your guardian angel to step back until you feel it. And when I do that, I suddenly start to feel, after a few seconds, this almost chill, this disconnection, like a child that's just been left at school for their first day and mum has gone home. That kind of, oh my goodness, where's my security blanket? And then I ask my angel to step back in really close and put their wings around me, and I can feel it, and that reminds me that there is a connection. You could also ask them to show you signs. I mean, my house is surrounded by white feathers. You could ask for small coins if you don't trust the feathers, because you think, well, there's lots of birds about, I want to be certain. You'd be surprised where small coins turn up. Anything like that you can do. Develop your own language with your own spiritual team. But mine were talking to me about connection, and I did that reconnection this morning. And they reminded me that actually, our truest, most valuable connection is to kinship and community and kindness. And actually, that has never mattered more than it does right now. That should be the preferred currency of our age. So I leave you with those thoughts, and now I'll get on with your readings because I don't want to neglect you. So hang on, let me just get this sorted out. I have, in the interval while I was saying that, refreshed the Facebook page, so I should have everybody on board. I just need to put you in the right order and then I can do these readings. So Maureen White Varner was first on the page. By the way, if you want to hear all this again, I say my show will go to on demand as fast as I can get it up there. So you haven't expressed a preference, so I'm going to do an angel tarot, a new moon, a Libra new moon message for a Libra for Maureen. So if I just tune in, there we go. I have a card come out. Interestingly, it's a water card, Maureen, which is our emotions. And this is the sixth of water. And when I see this card, it's always about looking back at our emotional past. Quite often our childhood or our relationships or our patterns of relating. And it asks us to evaluate those sometimes. Are you looking back with rose-tinted glasses, thinking that something nostalgic was actually better than it is? Or is it a fondness, a loving memory from childhood that comes up and gives you a hug? So don't be surprised if some of that comes up with the Libra new moon, Maureen. Good morning to Quelly. Good morning to Renee. Good morning to Jean. We've sung for your birthday, but let's give you a message from Spirit. So for your next Earth year coming on Saturday, Jean McIntosh, there we go, there's a card. I feel it's a lovely fire card I have for you. This is a card about new partnerships, which can be literal partnerships that our friends, our family can get warmer, but it can also be our passions to begin a new partnership with something we want to do, because it's the two of fire. So what could you be bold? What have you always wanted to do and said, oh, I'll do that another year. Oh, I could do it another year. And the years are slipping by and you haven't done it. What would set you on fire? A new bold choice. Or a partnering with others. Maybe it's something you want to do, but you need someone else to do it with. Well, maybe put a message out and say, I want to do this. And see who comes into your life, Jean, and have a very happy birthday. Good morning to Kat Garner, Scorpio Sun, Libra Moon, Gemini Rising. Gosh, you're going to know about it this week. Let's do you a card, Kat, because I know you would like a card. So what will that mean for you? Whoops, there's the card. Interestingly, I've got a lovely grounded card. This is the Earth card, the coins. It actually features a dear friend of mine over here in the UK who's just done an amazing card and book launch. Please do look her up. It's Anna Grace Taylor. She's such a gorgeous energy. And this is a picture of her in her wheelchair, made of moneyed wheels, but money is coming towards her, but she's also throwing money back. And this is always a card about give and take, that what we give out comes back to us, which can be literally financially, but it can also be other aspects of our life. So a give and take going on, particularly for you, Kat. And that's what this will bring up with the Scorpio Sun, Libra Moon. Laura Kasdan Fulton says, I would love a message. And I'm going to look further down because I'm sure that you said, yes, you wanted a mermaid deck. So let's have a look for Laura. So from the mermaid deck, I'm looking out to the ocean as I say this, Laura. So I connect to the mers and the cetaceans and ask, there is your card. The card I have for you, Laura, is a beautiful mermaid who is deep down and it is inner knowing. And because these are mermaid cards, these are our emotions, our emotional patterns. So this card would ask you, especially with the new moon perhaps, and going into Scorpio, which is such a deep diving, emotional, intense sign, is to really spend some time connecting to your inner self, knowing yourself. Where are your triggers? Where are your vulnerabilities? Where are your passions? What feelings are coming up for you this week? That would be the message from the MERS for you this week. Tara Elizabeth is next on the list from Edmonton, Alberta. A blustery Monday. You would like a message as well, of course. Just clear the deck. This is the Angel Tarot. So what message do I get for Tara Elizabeth? Whoa, that flipped out of the deck. On to my keyboard. A Major Arcana card. Now, this is the Hermit. And the Hermit is always about spending time, again, going within, and we're about to go into Scorpio, but then coming out and shining your light. This card actually associates with Virgo. And Virgos like to go within and put everything, put their house in order. They really do. So this, you might find yourself doing a little housekeeping in terms of your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings, or how you feel you want to organize your life. I'm going to leave it at that. Good morning to Jennifer Hart from Cornwall. Good morning to Joni Thompson. You would like a card. You feel that something is coming. Well, that Scorpio is coming, which is a very intense sign, but I'm with you on that. I do feel the energies are building, rather as, and I hope we don't get it as severe as this, but rather as COVID sent us all to our rooms to think about our behavior. That little tweak, that outage this morning on the internet, I think we're all being asked, as I said, to look at connection and what is important locally. And a card for you, Joni, what would be helpful to Joni to know? Clear the deck. I haven't cleared the deck. There comes the card as soon as I clear the deck. Very nice card, Joni. You have the Six of Fire. This is known in tarot as the Victory card, and for good reason. It means recognition. It means that things are going to be successful, promotions, awards, scholarships, or whatever else it is, because this is a fire card, whatever else it is you're passionate about, this is a time to be successful with it. Go for it. Good morning to Pamela Snow. Happy to be here. I'm happy that you are here. Pamela says it's a very dreary, rainy day there too. Hooray for 1-2 Radio to keep you lifted up. Hope everyone's having a blessed day. We hope you are too. So where am I? Yep, I'm still got time to go down the list. Maureen Whitevanner, you're very welcome. Okay, I think I have done everybody's readings. I am going to just refresh this page because I hate the idea of leaving somebody out. And Facebook, do you remember the days when Facebook used to auto-correct and you didn't have to keep doing this? Anyway, let me just sort this out and do all comments. Actually, I haven't done a reading for Jennifer Hart, and I know that you did want one today on a certain matter, but let me just get down to the bottom of this list and make sure that I haven't missed anybody out. No, I haven't. So I'm going to do a card for you, Jennifer, because I know that you wanted one. So a card for Jennifer, please. I know what you're thinking about, Jennifer, so because there's an issue in your life that needs to clear. Oh, I thought I'd got a card then, and oh yes, I did. It jumped and went and hid itself. Oh yes, Jennifer, you will know this one. I have the Five of Fire. This is someone in a hall of mirrors holding up their torch, but they cannot see the way forward because the mirrors keep blocking them. They keep reflecting the light back. And it's this idea of feeling stuck of not being able to see the way forward, of only having what you put out there reflected back to you without any result. But I know when I see this card, Jennifer, that the other meaning of this card, this man is surrounded by these mirrors, but the mirrors don't go wall to wall. And with he can, if he stepped back a little and went round another way, he could walk round these mirrors. Now, he can't see what's on the other side of them, whether it's worth doing, but the potential to walk around the mirror is there. So I hope that that will be helpful. I'm also going to do a very quick card for Erin, because I know she can't come in the chat room, but she does like to have a card pulled. So let's just do one of those. Whoops. Oh, they're flying out of the deck today. Erin, you have a Knight of Earth. He's a very competent knight, this. He's ploughed his fields. He has his faithful horse with him. And he's got an open set of plans, because he's going to design what comes next in life. He's planning. He's not executing it yet. He's having a good look of organization and planning. So I hope that's helpful to you. And I have just got time to do a card for Polly Ford, because I know she would like one. Good afternoon to you, Polly. So what in this angel deck? I should be doing you a mer deck one, Polly, because I know you're a real... Actually, I'm going to do you that. They're saying go, 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 because you're a real mermaid. You're never out of the ocean. So a mer card, please, for Polly Ford, if the mermaids wouldn't mind. Just going to clear the deck. There we go. Be spontaneous. This is a real fun mermaid. She's lying in a huge conch shell, and absolutely planning, just thinking, ooh, what shall I do now? I'm going to be spontaneous. I'm just going to do something. It doesn't have to, they're telling me, it doesn't have to be a big thing, just a little thing, little steps. That every time you feel a bit uncertain or a bit down, do something nice for yourself. Give yourself a hug, make yourself a nice coffee. Just tiny little things. Look out of the window and stare at a flower. Be very spontaneous. So I hope that really helps. I know what I haven't done. I haven't done a card for you if you're listening to the on demand, or you simply cannot get into the chat room. Gosh, my brain just went on. It does that. When I'm channeling with the cards, my brain occasionally just freezes because it goes to the cards. So what a card of the day for you, whenever, wherever you are. There we go. We have the card. Interestingly, again, I have the card with my dear friend Anna Grace Taylor on it. This give and take. What goes out, what comes back. So I would say, where are your energies? What are you putting out? What are you giving out? What's coming back to you? It's a card about balance in a certain respect. It's not the balance card, but it has that energy. It has the infinity loop connected to it. So I hope that that will be helpful. I am almost out of time. I am just looking at the time, and my goodness, as ever, where does it go? I am so looking forward to hearing Mark Husson, because he will be giving you the lowdown. We're about to step over into the land of Scorpio, or I should say dive deep into the land of Scorpio. And also there's this Libra new moon coming up, one after the other. I cannot wait to find out what all that means for you and me. His show is on YouTube. If you haven't found it, I know the people in the chat room have. So there you go. I am now officially out of time. Thank you so much for your company, whether you're with me live or whether you're now picking it up on the on demand. It is always a pleasure to get together with you and share whatever my spiritual team decide to give me for the day. I will be back at the same time next week. Until then, take care, lots of love, and bye bye for now.